Good evening. Thank you for joining us for this portion of Health Talks on Catch the Flavor Youth Radio. I'm your host for tonight, Travis. How you guys doing? I can't hear you. How you guys doing?
Good.
Doing good. Okay.
So,
a concert.
The use and purpose of social media and dating apps has dramatically changed within the past 10 years. Different people use them for different reasons. I believe youth are letting these apps change them and, in a way, forcing them to manifest the reality of dating and relationships, as well as the idea of a perfect one. Although everyone is different, I believe that, in a way, we are all partially addicted to social media. It's like a social drug that nobody could say no to. Whether you're, for example, 5 years clean or peer pressured intensely. So today we will talk about social media and dating app and how it changed the dating game. So once again, ladies, welcome.
Thank you.
So like first question is, what would you call a person who is unable to be honest with themselves?
Insecure?
Yeah.
Maybe a narcissist?
There's a lot of cards.
so many.
Yeah. Exactly what Judy said, insecure. Someone who's afraid to just be themselves around people, I guess. Yeah?
Yeah, I go with that one. So for heterosexual relationships, I've often heard women say they want a real man in their lives. So what is your definition of a real man?
First of all, no woman wants a fake man.
Thank you. You
know, so by default.
You don't want the plastic,
eh? It's just logic, right? A real man. Well, I think it's a person who takes responsibility, you know? Because when it comes to relationships, taking responsibility for yourself is so important. Mm-hmm. And I think it's easy for people to just be like, oh, well, like, you should do this for me. You need to do this or else I won't feel, like, secure and stuff. And it goes into codependency in that way. So, like, when guys get jealous, like, wait, why are you talking to that guy? And it's like, what do you mean, my dad, right? and then they're like, you can't talk to that dude anymore. It's like, okay, like, you know, I'm not going to abandon my family because you're insecure, right? Mm-hmm. But if a man's like, okay, you know what, like, that has nothing to do with me. I'm not going to stress her out about it. Mm-hmm. That's a man, you know.
Yeah, like, if he trusts you and knows like you're loyal and whatnot, and you're not to freak out.
Well, like, I mean, some women, like, I know for sure I'm loyal. I know for sure I'm a woman, right? So if he's going to be crazy, I know 100% that's him, you know, because I know myself. I know how responsible and, you know, together I am. So I don't want to deal with that stuff, right? So
yeah, a man is like, you know, they're all grown up, they're matured. But if it's a boy, it's a different story. Playing with your heart.
Right, play games. Yeah. Or, like, just make excuses for stuff, you know? It's like, yeah, sometimes it's not your fault, but if you, like, I never hear you say, oh, yeah, I messed up. Mm-hmm. That's a problem.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say, that, like, I, like, whether a real man or a real woman can know that they make, there's mistakes in a relationship, and know that there will be mistakes made in a relationship,
right.
And not be afraid to, like, sit down and have that conversation and not feel a way speaking about what you did wrong.
Yeah, but if they always blame you, it makes you
feel
bad.
Blame, like, society, or like, oh, you know, it was like my mother's fault.
I didn't mean it.
I was drinking, blah blah blah.
The relationships with their moms or dads, they kind of reflect on
And I think that goes back to Rosa's point, our guest previously, just talking about how your relationship with yourself is the most important, because if you fix and heal yourself within, like, you don't have those mommy and daddy issues and stuff, then you can have a really good, fulfilling relationship with others. And you'll attract the right person in that way too, right?
Yeah.
Because if you truly care for yourself and respect yourself, there's just certain people you're just like, nope, this is not good for me. And that's about self-respect, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think that's why it's so important to have that relationship with yourself, because then you know exactly how to create that relationship with other people too.
And honestly, at the end of the day, realistically, like, any any man should be able to own up to any of their mistakes, like no matter how
women too.
Big or small, like, you know, sorry, I was wrong. You know, babes, I was my fault, or the other way around. Like, you should be able to be honest, especially if you've been with the person for, you know, more, whether it's like a few months or a year or more. That. Yeah, you should be able to, shouldn't be no secrets, whether you live with the person or not. You should be able to own up to, you know, some of your mistakes. Like, you're only human, right?
Right.
So, do you think that we are all the same person as we are behind our phone screens?
I think I am.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It depends on a person. Like you were saying, how comfortable you feel with yourself.
Right.
Because it's easy to get lost. A lot of people go on social media to get away from not who, maybe who they are, but like what's happening in the real world.
Yeah.
Like, so it all depends on how, like we're saying, how secure you are with yourself, how secure you are with others in the world. Because, like, Judah, I feel like I'm the same on the internet. Like, I have nothing to hide. I'm not trying to be someone I'm not. Because I like who I am, proud of who I am. And I know a lot of social media and the generation now, you know, it holds this ideal that we have to, that's actually above what we are. So people feel pressured by social media, by society, to be this person that they're not. So I guess a lot of people feel like I have to be this person. The internet's, the social media is the best way to portray what they think society wants.
That's true. I think we abuse that. You know what I mean? When you're watching certain celebrities, how they live, how hard they work to get there.
You want to be like them.
You want to be exactly like them. It's one thing to use some of their methods to motivate you to want to make something of yourself. But it's another thing to literally, like, it's like you're trying to live in their shadow. Like, you're two completely different people. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, you have to be realistic and honest with yourself. So, I mean, do you guys agree that most people choose to be in relationships because they feel like having one? And not because they need one.
I think the younger youth, these days, they're like just thirsty. They're like, I need to have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, or else I'll look like a loser.
Yeah.
I was talking about this to my grandmother because she's like, Diamond, you know, if you're in a relationship, you can tell me. Like, I'm your grandmother. You can tell me these things, like, you know, because sometimes it feels weird talking here. Your parents, right? And I'm not sure if she sees how a bunch of people and how this generation is with the relationships. They're on, they're off, they're on and off. And I'm just here, just like doing my thing, being single. Like, you know, when I was young, like, not, well, I am young, but like, but like, you know, there was a time, like, I feel like people feel that they should be in a relationship, and I feel like that happens in high school because there's like this hookup culture.
Yeah.
But then, like,
oh Lord,
there's look. I was in the position where I got to see all this happening, and I saw people break. I saw people breaking down, like relationships, and I'm just like, damn, I'm lucky. Yeah. I'm lucky I wised up before all this happened. Yeah.
Some people don't know how to wait.
Exactly.
It's like, I have to get this now.
So I'm seeing people going through these, like, horrible, like, disastrous, like, relationships, if you can call it a relationship. And while they're doing that, I'm getting to know myself, what I want in life.
Because
you can't go in a relationship if you're insecure about yourself.
Yeah.
Well, you can, but you'll cause a lot of damage.
Exactly.
Some people don't care, right? But actually, that's a great point Beverly mentioned about waiting. That is, like, something nobody ever values. It's just like, but I, like, you were talking about being single, I think that's a great, like, you have your privacy, you know? That, and, like, you don't have to share anything. You could do it. You could go out and just,
you don't
like,
have to share your food.
No, it's my food.
Tomorrow's Valentine's Day. Buy the chocolate bowl, me. Yeah.
I'm going to wait till, like, was it Thursday? Yeah. Buy the sale chocolate.
Well, but you see with the...
Oh, you know, I'm sorry. I just want to break into this. So, because of the Valentine's sales and all the jewelry, you know what I did? I'm so brilliant. Oh. I bought the Valentine's jewelry.
Yeah.
And I saved it for myself for my birthday because it's in March. Mm. I'm like, oh, I'm going to do that every year from now on.
That'll kill me.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
It's true. No, but you see, like, with this age thing, it's true because a lot of us stick with those stereotypes where... Like, for example, once you pass, let's say, like, 27, mm-hmm.
You should be married.
Your soulmate, you should have a house, the whole picket fence thing and a dog, and it's like...
Maybe two babies.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Depending on, like, you know, your culture background, it's like, okay, so when I do all of this and I have those babies and the dog, I need a babysitter, you're the first one I could call. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? You're not going to go MIA, otherwise, you know, right. Like...
I judged you this far. I've done my job.
Yeah, I did my part. Now you pay up. Like, you know what I mean? But, yeah, and then definitely in high schools, it's, like, the way that trend spreads, it's like, you have to have a bait. You have to have somebody to mm-hmm. promote on social media. You know what I mean? Even if you don't even actually like that person, like, just for social media's sake. Mm-hmm. You know, if all your homegirls... Mm-hmm. have a boyfriend and, you know, you feel like you have to have one too, and you don't even know the guy or like him. You don't even know his first name. You don't even know his favorite food. It's kind of retarded, but, like, it happens.
So bad, man.
And it gets really bad, too, like, when people are even, like, literally trying to be, like, a different person. Also, yeah. You know what I mean?
Also, like, arguing with each other, saying, that's my man, don't touch him.
Yeah, like, exactly.
And I'm just like, my lord. And I'm just like, and you're like, how old? And you see
like they talk like you're grown. Yeah.
Like, I saw you talking to Jessica the other day. You know what, Bobby? It's through. And, yeah, it's like,
and then some of them goes, I'm carrying his child.
Yeah, like it's stupid. It's like, me personally, like, I'm not fighting over nobody.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, because it's not worth it. Because to be honest, I've seen this happen and it's a psychological thing. Like, that person could feel that way at the time. Mm-hmm. Let's say you're fighting over the person, and, like, literally two twos, that person goes back and talk to the person that you're just fighting over. And it's like, so, I got a bloody nose for you to get back with this man? Like, like, I didn't even get you as a trophy? Like, what was the point of that? Like, you know, soul all over again. Like, it makes no sense. So, mm-hmm. But it's not easy for everybody to do, right? Like, mm-hmm. whatever emotional state you're in, like, so it's one thing to say, another thing to do. So I know you guys heard this term before, day one. So, in high schools, like, that term spread it fast. Like, I'd say faster than a wildfire. So, I mean, what duties and responsibilities do you guys think that role comes with when dealing with the whole, let's say, 15 to 18-year-old age group?
I don't know.
But they really need to think about that.
Yeah.
Because, like... Yeah, they have to think about how they feel first.
15 to 18? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
First of all, I wasn't dating at that age. I was like, no. That's no what,
I'm
that,
there, you know, just watching nope. everything go
yeah.
by.
Yeah. Like,
Snapchat in it.
Yeah, I would, like, have a crush, but I wouldn't... I wasn't dating.
Like a celebrity crush. So I think that's unattainable.
Yeah, the celebrity crush is, you know, regular, but actually... Mm-hmm. You know, be between that age and talking about, oh, yeah, this is my day one, like, forever. Like,
oh,
it's like,
oh,
what do you know what you're talking about? Like, you even, like, if you only knew, like, the blueprint behind that stuff, like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? And to see youth in that age, like, literally, like, let's say, like, date multiple people, like, oh, yeah, that's my ex, you know, from 2 months. I'm talking to Stefan, like, Tyrone was whack. Like, it's like, what? How old are you? Like, what do you mean? How are you just switching off people? Like,
just,
like
they just go through people. Like,
yeah, like, you know, it's
that karma's gonna come back.
Multi
shipping. Like, it's just numbers. Like, it's
exactly.
Like, oh, let's see how much I catch by grade 12.
Yeah, because, like, you know what I mean? Oh, you know what the term is now? Like rappers use, like, Recross and stuff. It's like, what's your body count? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's exactly. Like, it's really just numbers, man.
It's ridiculous. Like, it's entertaining to watch, but ridiculous. So, we all, or, you know, some of us, maybe not all, have Instagram and, you know, the famous Snapchat. Would you guys say that those two sources of social media have had a positive or negative impact on the youth nowadays?
Well, there's those snaps. Like, people think, like, snaps go away forever after, like, 24 hours, so they have those, like, nudie snaps, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Lord. And, you know, people get wise, people get smart, they save it up. Mm-hmm. And Instagram, I really don't know anything about the hookup culture in Instagram, but then, like, I did get, like, a guy messaged me, and I was like, what did he want? Like, I don't know him, right? And I realized, oh, like people hook up on Instagram, right? Yeah, I didn't know that. So I just ignored it.
Yeah, it's creepy, too. I even get those messages. They're like, hey, I want you, and I don't even know them. I'm just like, okay, block. Yeah.
Or, like, the famous what you doing.
Like, yeah. what you doing, honey? I want you.
Hey, girl.
It's, you know, since I'm the only male here, like, I'll expose us for a minute. So there's some of us where it's like, how you doing? Good morning. You know, beautiful, yeah, cutie. All those terms. Like, how's your day? And, it's, you know, y'all don't know us, but, you know, that's how we come out because, you know, we're trying to be all gentlemen and stuff. So it's like, but then you do have the ones that
are a little bit
even I'll say, like, they say some stuff and it's like, why would you start off a conversation like that?
It's so uncomfortable.
Right.
Like, you don't know how to weed off the people that are, like, genuine. Because, like, I understand, like, it is, like, social media is becoming a very, like, it's becoming popular in how people start dating and all that stuff, right? So I understand people trying. But then again, I'm not used to, like, the dating, like, scene in like, Instagram or Snapchat.
Right, right.
Because, like, I don't go on those things as much. So when it comes up, I'm just like, okay.
Yeah. I really act like they're just, like, talking to me, right? Like, I don't know when people are flirting with me because I don't flirt, right? So if they're just like, hey, how's it going? I'll be like, oh, I'm good. I'm doing well. How are you? You know? Yeah. And then, you know?
You know, they're like, do you have a boyfriend? Do you have a girlfriend?
No, I'll be like,
just like, bye.
It's like, why? Do you? Like, why? Do you? Do you want me to meet them? You know? Very brave.
Or the famous, you know, we'll ask that question and it's like, you guys open it and then we see that little eyeball. Yeah. So it's like, I know she read it. Well, then, you know, there's no reply. And then there's like the dot,
I'm
dot,
sure
or the
she
dot,
had
dot,
a bunch
dot.
Of other messages.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Most of the time, you know, you guys probably had like, let's say, like your inbox is full. You have like 50 of the same question, maybe phrase or word different over and over.
I'll tell you something, actually. So in my early 20s, I opened up, what was it? I don't remember the online dating website, but I opened one of those up because I really don't make an effort when it comes to my love life. So I thought, you know what? There's something wrong with you. Just try it out, whatever, right? So I opened it up, and then all these guys messaged me, right? And it was like, good morrow, dear Judith. La, 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 la. Yeah, it's super formal. Like, they were, like, applying for a job application, right? And I was just like, no, thank you. So I turned it off, right? And then I was like, you know what? Like, because I'm really flighty. Like, if I'm just like, nope, no is no, right? Mm-hmm. So I think I only had it for, like, a day or two, and then I deleted it. And I was just like, okay, you got to give this a chance. Mm-hmm. And turned it back on. Same people, same guys, send the exact same message.
Oh,
so it'd be like, good morrow, Judith. La, 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 la. Yeah, I'm just like, you're not applying for a job here. And second, you're not going to get that job.
Yeah, there's this creepy guy that keeps, like, texting on, like, Instagram the same thing over and over again. I don't even reply. And then, like, months later, hey, long time no talk. What's up? And I'm like, what makes you think I'm going to answer you if I didn't
there,
answer
man,
you
for before? It's
a hustle.
Hey, he's only thinking in his head, she's playing hard to get. You gotta try harder.
Because you remember, like, you know, we can't see your facial expression, so we can only guess. You know?
It's all in your head. See, that's why social media is dangerous, right?
I'm telling you.
Yeah, you never know who you're going to meet.
Yeah, that's why I'll never be catfished.
Like, I remember.
Never.
Like, yo, I remember when, like, if you're actually interested in someone, like, if you've seen them on the bus, in a store, whatever, you'd actually like approach them, like, you know, hi, how are you doing? You know what I mean? Like, what's your name? Like, that way you can read the body language and everything, like, right in front of your face. So at least if, you know, if he or she's not interested, you can pick that up and just say, you know, well, it was nice talking to you. Wasn't really, but you know what I mean? And you just...
She takes out the switchblade, you're like, okay.
Yeah, okay, I'm gone. Or she reaches for the purse, you know, big... What's like some of those famous purses you guys have? What like
Coach.
Open that Coach or the Louis and you know, just reach in there and it's like, all right, like you know I'm
just reaching for my strawberry.
Yeah. Oh. Or your lip gloss, like
your pepper spray.
So I know you guys seen this meme on Instagram. I've seen it on Instagram, Snapchat over. It's Steph Curry and his wife with the caption, "When she's your homie, lover, and friend all in one." Now, I've seen men and women of different age groups post that picture up. So I want to know, what do you guys think about it? Is that what you want in a relationship? Or do you have, like, a different ideal for relationships? And what would it be if that's even the case?
You know, I think it's different for people, right? It depends on what stage you are in your life. Like, sometimes you, like, high school, early 20s, you're just, like, dating to have fun, and maybe you're just dating and you have a girlfriend or boyfriend, you're not really thinking about the marriage thing, you know. But then maybe when you're a little older, you might be thinking about that, and that might be your goal, you know. I don't think I would have thought like, oh, I want my best friend, my soulmate, and my lover,
my
like,
everything.
Yeah, my first boyfriend. I don't think I was thinking that far ahead, you know. Like my first boyfriend, I think I was just, I didn't even think anything of it. I broke up with him, so...
You didn't give it a label. You just rolled the dice. Like, what do you mean? I think that's how it should be the majority of the time. Just, you know, one day at a time, roll the dice.
No, you learn your lessons from your relationships. You just can't keep making the same mistakes over and over again. Like, oh, this guy, he doesn't really hit people, but maybe. But let's try this out, you know? It's like, yeah, you gotta learn, right?
Yeah. So I mean, what kind of experiences have you guys had with online dating? So whether it's POF, Instagram, Snapchat, what are some of those called?
I tried. Okay, so I told you the website incident. I also tried. So I got a new phone, and I finally could download apps. So I tried Tinder, and at first I was just like, "Ah, this sounds so funny," because I literally never have done like that kind of dating app before. Just like the idea of swiping left and right was so hilarious to me, right? And then I met some of these guys and I was like, oh my lord. Like, it was just like bottom of the barrel. It's like, no, thank you. What happened to, like, there is no God, you know? Like,
seeing you was hurting.
So, like, I'm pretty, like, particular about things, right? So that lasted for like 3 days maybe, but yeah, after that. And then I tried Bumble, like, and I talked to two guys. I was like, hello, and they're like, hey, how's it going? And I just never responded back. It was just too much work for me, so I just think online dating is just not my thing.
Same here. I mean, my non-existent love life.
I don't really trust online dating. Like, I think
it's
like a long time.
That too, and a lot of people just seem to like want one thing.
It could be fake.
Just one thing. They're not there for like an actual relationship. It's more like of a one night stand.
The one thing.
Friends with benefits. And you're I'm not about that.
That's true, right? That's true.
Yeah, it's like like internet's growing so fast, so like dating on the internet should be fast. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, you just want that one thing, like, that's just what it is, and this is coming from me, like, I'm like, I'll be straight, you know what I mean, it goes both ways, and that's what majority of us use media for, like, it's just, everything's just quick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for our show. It was a pleasure talking to you guys, so, you know, but see you guys soon next week, play us another special of Catch the Flavor Youth Radio here on Radio Regent. I want you guys to keep ears real close to the radio, because after a musical break, Murphy Brown is up next.